علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently discussing the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the revolutionary nature of the Holy Quran, and this is something that is very important because Imam Ali alayhi salam explains how the Quran continues to be that flag which a person can see at all times and continuously guides the community and the people towards that direction which is required, and therefore it is a book that is supposed to be accessible for everyone to at least understand those important parts that are required for everyone to know and understand. And we said that there are different types of verses of the Quran. Some are ambiguous, some are clear, some need a little bit of depth to be able to understand them. Some of them, because of their ambiguous nature or because of the depth required, then need a teacher to guide them. As such, there is definitely a need for a teacher, but unfortunately some people have misunderstood this or they have misinterpreted those narrations that say that a teacher is required or a guide is required to teach and to explain the Quran.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, yes, it is true that the Quran needs a teacher and needs an explainer. But is it with regards to all the verses of the Quran in totality? Or no, it is with regards to a good number of the verses, let's say, while another good number of verses are clear enough for people to understand and to seek guidance from. This is a very technical discussion, and therefore the middle path has to be searched properly. Unfortunately, there are some people who have fallen on the other side and they say that the whole of the Quran can be understood by each and everyone, and everyone can kind of understand whatever they want and they can live their lives based on that, which is also a very untrue statement, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran says that the Prophet is a teacher and explainer of the Quran. On the other hand, also some people say therefore the Quran in in its totality is just a riddle and cannot be understood. And therefore you can just read it for, let's say, for reward, but not be able to actually understand that. They say, for example, don't come close to the Quran to try and understand the Quran, because you will never be able to understand. Aslan, it is at all, it is like not a book for you to understand. You do not have the right to be able to understand the Quran and to ponder and think and try to extract some messages from it to guide your life, which is of course a very untrue and false statement. Because if it was like that, that each and every verse, right, all the verses cannot be understood cannot be understood by the people and need a narration or an explanation from the Prophet of God or from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, then let us look at those exegesis of the Holy Quran which, let us say, have the riwayat, have the narrations. We will notice that those exegesis or those explanations of the Quran, those books of tafsir, are basically, they have very few narrations and very few verses have been explained by the narrations specifically. And therefore, that would mean that a majority of the Quran cannot be understood. And unfortunately, this group of people, they say that only that aspect of the verse can be understood which has been explained by the narration from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, which is again a very very difficult thing to say. And I mean, it's basically a false thing to say, because on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, as I mentioned, we need to find a clear middle path whereby we do not fall on the other side where people say that no, the Quran can be understood by each and everyone who has not even studied, who doesn't even know the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, he can understand. On the other hand, there's another group that say that no, the Quran cannot be understood at all and needs a guide. We need to balance it. On one side, Allah says that the Prophet explains the Quran. On the other side, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ, that the Quran has been made easy to understand and to take lessons from, okay, and to get reminders from. In other words, Allah is saying the Quran is not like a book of philosophy by Plato or Aristotle or Socrates or Bu Ali Sina or Farabi. It's not like that each, for example, sentence needs a page of explanation. Allah knew how to write like that, or He knew how to speak in a way that people would always not understand, and they would always need someone to explain and develop that concept. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Quran in such a way that its audience can understand the Quran. At least a good number of verses of the Quran that is necessary for their guidance, for their progress in life. For example, we have from certain narrations where a person comes to the Imam and says, "O Imam, O grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do we do regarding this particular situation? What is the ruling of this situation?" The Imam replied and said that this is something, إِنَّمَا يُعْرَفُ هَذَا وَأَشْبَاهُهُ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, such things can be understood from the book of God. I mean, you don't necessarily need to ask me. This aspect can be understood. So in other words, Imam is telling us that there are certain aspects of the Quran that do not necessitate a teacher to explain. There are certain aspects that can be understood by a person when he refers to them, especially those aspects that are generally required for the day-to-day guidance. Of course, there are certain aspects that definitely need a teacher and a guide, and we cannot have this book and we cannot take benefit from it without that explanation from the guide. So inshallah, let us pray to Allah that we are able to maintain that balanced path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه